Okay, friends, I want to share with you another really very uplifting and important thought. My friend Reb Rafael Ansel sent me a piece from the Sefer HaChaim of Rabbeinu Chaim, the brother of the Maharal of Prague, Rabbeinu Chaim ben Rav Bezalel. He was a friend of the Rama. He was the brother of the Maharal of Prague. And he wrote the Sefer HaChaim. And in chapter Sefer Geula of Yeshua Perek Vav, he has a number of amazing revelations. And that is, no matter what the occasion, no matter how difficult things are, no matter how much rebuke Hashem gives the Jewish people, roiv of what Hashem gives us is chesed v'rachamim. And even at a time of anger, beroiges, rachim tizkar. Here are a few examples. Hashem decreed on us that 2 months a year, we have months of Puranias, Tammuz and Av. But let's focus even on these 2 months. In the month of Tammuz, it doesn't start until Yud Zayin, which means the majority of the month is still okay. It's the first 16 days, Roiv of the month, the majority of the month, is still a taiva. Likewise, the month of Av. The first 9 days are difficult, are avelos. Still, the final 20 days are okay. Here's another observation. Most of the months of the year are not Puranias. Furthermore, if you look at all of the toichacha in the Chumash, be it in Mechukaisai, be it in Kisavai, it's always out of order. It's not mesudar. Anything which is not mesudar has no kiyum. You know what else is not mesudar? When the Torah refers to the fast days, Soim Haravi, that's Shavas B'Tamas. Soim HaChamishi, that's the 9th of Av. Soim HaAsiri, that's Asar B'Teves. Soim HaShavi, excuse me, is Asar B'Teves. But Soim HaAsiri is... I'm sorry. Soim Haravi is Shiva Sabatamas. Soim HaChamishi is Tisha B'Av. Soim HaShavi is Soim Gedalia. Soim HaAsiri is Asar B'Teves. So it's going in the order of the months, but it's not going in the order of the tragedies. Everybody knows, first came Asar B'Teves, that's when the walls were surrounded. Then came Shiva Sabatamas, that's when the walls were broken. Then came Tisha B'Av, that's when the basement was destroyed. Then came Soim Gedalia, which was the extinguishing of the final coal. So it's also not listed in order. The correct order should have been Soim HaAsiri, Soim HaRavi'i, Soim HaChamishi, Soim HaShavi, going in chronological order of how the tragedies played out. Why is it not in order? Because anything not in order doesn't have Kiyum. We are not going to be observing these fast days for much longer.
Amen.
Moreover, the month, and this is something we wrote in our humble Sefer, Elakadamer Aneni, but here we have a Makar from the Sefer Achayim. The month that the punishments of the Jewish people are complete is Av. You know what this shows us? That no matter what happens to Klal Yisrael, he's still our father. And he hasn't abandoned us. And whatever difficulty he gave us is for our benefit. Kasher yiyaser ishes benoi. But no matter what, he's always Av. We could fall to the lowest month of the year, and even the lowest month of the year, Av. By the way, I want to share with you a question. And I don't know the answer to this question. But you all know the famous story that the Caesar that they sent to destroy Yerushalayim was Nero Caesar. But he asked children to tell him a pasuk, and the pasuk they said to him indicated that he'll be successful in destroying the temple, but God's going to wipe his hands with him. So the Gemara says he ran away, he fled, he converted, and Rav Meir came from him. And we pointed out all the years that this is the introduction to the Chorban, that before Hashem destroys the temple, Hashem makes sure Rav Meir comes to the world to teach us that no matter what happens, we're always the beloved children of Hashem, and Hashem's always our father. I was wondering what the secular account of Nero Caesar was. Like, what do they say happened to Nero Caesar? According to them, did he flee and convert to Judaism? They don't have a record of that, although their record is he just disappeared and maybe even committed suicide. So, if any Roman history experts out there, if you know how they reconcile or what their version of what happened to Nero Caesar is, but as we pointed out all the years, the month of Av is no matter how low we fall, he's always our father. But listen to this. First of all, if you look in Megillas Echa, God's name appears. Not like Esther. Esther, God's name does not appear. In Echa, God's name appears. Now, if I were to ask you, which name of God do you think appears in Megillas Echa? Midas Harachamim, Midas Hadin. I think, without thinking too much, most people would have said, oh, it must be Elohim. It must be Elohim is in Echa. Do you know that the name Elohim does not appear even one time in the whole Megillah? Every time Hashem's name appears in Echa, it's always Shem Havaya. It's always the Yud Kei Vav Kei, says the Sefer HaChaim. You know why it's the Yud Kei Vav Kei that appears in Echa? It's the Yud Kei Vav Kei to tell us, Loi Matzino Rak Hashem Am Yuchad, Shu Shem Shel Rachamim. You know why? He, Beroiges Rachamim Yizkar. Even when God is angry, he remembers his mercy. Avoloi Matsinu Boi Shem Elohim. You will not find the name Elohim in Echa. Kiloi Bishetev Chema. God does not judge us in a wrath and in anger. The name Elohim is not found in Echa. Moreover, let's count up the four fast days. Saim Haravi, Saim HaChamishi, Saim HaShavi, Saim HaAsiri. 4 and 5 is 9, and 7 is 16, and 10, 26. Shem Havaya, Shem Rachamim. The Tzayim Haravi, Tzayim HaChamishi, Tzayim HaShavi, Tzayim HaAsiri, Rachamim. Moreover, let's add up the days of the month that the fast days come out. 17th of Tammuz, 17. 9th of Av, we're up to 26. By the way, that alone, the 7 that I just thought of now, he doesn't say this, just the Bein HaMetzarim, the 17th of Tammuz, and the 9th of Av is the Shem Havaya. Let's add Soim Gedalia is 3. That's 29. The 10th of Teves is 10, 39. 39 is the Gematria Hashem Echad. Yud Kei Vav Kei Echad. So this all indicates that even at the time of our Korban and Piranios, Amidas Hadin, it could be the most difficult month of the year. He's always our Father. It could be the days of fast days. The 4th, the 5th, the 7th, the 10th adds up to 26. The days of the month add up to 39, Hashem Echad. Even in the months of fasting, it's only a small part of the month, not the first 16 days of Tammuz, not the last 21 days of Av. And this all is mechazek us that no matter what happens, he's always our loving father. Okay, and now we go to Pirkei Avos.